Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Stuff That Matters. This is a continuation of the debrief from the Brand ManageCam conference. In my last post, I relayed insights about innovation from the, quote, elite conference on branding that I attended in Las Vegas last week. Today, I'm covering the two remaining themes that arose for me. Both fall under the category of stuff that matters. Substance, meaning mission, authenticity, integrity, etc., and results, return on investment, accountability, behavior, and reality. And for my podcast listeners, I have a special treat. I actually have excerpts from the speakers' presentations. Now, the sound quality isn't great, but I think you'll enjoy hearing the speakers themselves share their ideas. So in this post, I'll be sharing my notes from the sessions and interspersing excerpts from the speakers here and there. So first, substance. In an age when branding is often associated with nifty social media campaigns and cool logo designs, it was refreshing to hear many of the conference speakers emphasize the substance of brand development. John Gerzima, Chief Insights Officer of Y&R and author of the book, The Brand Bubble, explained emerging cultural values that call for more substantive management approaches. For example, the rising emphasis on ethics and fair play requires a consumer strategy rooted in empathy and respect. Therefore, the management principle is to deliver both value and values. John pointed to BMW, which has adopted a strategy of, quote, design in the context of modesty, and Gore-Tex, which operates a very flat organization. Both are producing products that are more in line with today's expectations of authenticity and integrity. Here's an excerpt from John's presentation.
And what the consumer strategy is up to this is empathy and respect. So if you want to sell to me, you better understand where I'm coming from, and you better connect with me on a values level. And that's really the management principle, is that as a precursor to sort of connecting with the consumer, you can't just talk about value, you have to have values as well.
Marketing legend and Kellogg professor Phil Kotler introduced Marketing 3.0, also known as values-based marketing, and he introduced a grid which outlines how a company engages customers on all levels, mind, heart, and spirit, through its mission, vision, and values. He used SC Johnson as an example of a company who has transitioned to this more meaningful approach, wherein their mission of, quote, contributing to the community well-being, as well as sustaining and protecting the environment, is more than the corporate social responsibility platform. The soul of the company is concerned with the shape of our world. Here's Phil in his own words.
See, when you're sensing the emotions, it's sort of making me feel good about your product. It's for my benefit, but if you make me feel good about the way you're conducting yourself in the world, how you're helping as a care, you're a caring company, that's touching the human spirit. It goes beyond corporate social responsibility. Corporate social responsibility, is a good thing and some for many different reasons and so on. But it's where the soul of the company, is more concerned with the shape of the world.
Even Guy Kawasaki's presentation on entrepreneurship touched on the importance of substance. Guy advanced the notion that companies that want to make meaning are more successful than those that only want to make money. Listen to why Guy thinks this is the case.
And it's in my experience as an entrepreneur as well as a venture capitalist that the companies that want to make meaning are usually the ones that succeed. The companies that simply want to make money usually fail. They usually fail because they attract the wrong kind of employees. They attract former consultants, former investment bankers, and MBAs. And I have an MBA, and I can tell you that,
To complement the qualitative substance topics, several speakers covered the more quantitative theme of results, that is, how to measure and manage brand development in order to produce quantifiable results. Kevin Clancy of Copernicus Marketing started off things with a great soundbite. He said, "The way to reset business is not to change tactics like going from traditional media to digital. We must change return on marketing investment and change brand strategy." Jonathan Salem Baskin, author of Branding Only Works on Cattle and the Dimbull blog, advocated for a behaviorally driven approach. He spoke of brands as transactions of reality. After all, consumers live in reality and decide what to do, buy, make, etc. in reality. And he argued that brand equity should be measured transactionally. Here's Jonathan.
So I'd say a brand is a set of behaviors linked to customer needs that define and make real the value of a product or service. Now, I'm not denying that people care about stuff and have deep emotional attachment to things. It's just, what's the mechanism of those relationships? Is it what you tell them? Is it what you hope they think and feel? Or is it, in fact, you flip it? Is it, in fact, the outcome of their experience?
And here are a couple of Jonathan's 10 rules for branding in a post-brand world. First, understand what before why. That is, what makes consumers act? Instead of prompting virtual consumption, a term coined by former Coke leader Sergio Zeman to describe a shift in consumer attitude but not behavior, a marketer's approach should be to understand the things that lead people to buy the product and then do more of those. Another rule, conversation needs a purpose. Despite all the hype about the conversations that social networking tools make possible, conversations themselves are agnostic. It's how we use them that makes them valuable. We should use them to drive behavior, and we should measure their value by how they impact behavior. Jonathan ended with the call to action, doing is the new thinking. Prophet CEO and Chairman Michael Dunn shared principles for measuring results from his new book, The Marketing Accountability Imperative. He explained that marketers must establish clear, logical, and increasingly defensible financial linkages between marketing investment and two outcomes: in-period sales response, the incremental sales driven by a particular marketing activity, and second, brand customer equity impact. He described that as a reservoir of perceptions and beliefs to draw from to grow sales and or to stem a sales decline. As such, we need to, first, measure what matters, which requires us to deeply and fully understand what drives sales, and second, focus on decision-making, change the conversation between marketing and finance, replace the typical silo-based view of investments with the tools and language to allow all senior players across functions to engage in the debate about marketing investment. Michael advocated being disciplined about articulating a clear path to value, from marketing intent to value-creating behaviors, to present and future business results. And he briefly described approaches for doing so. I'm sure his book provides great advice and instruction on all of this, so I can't wait to read it. Here's an excerpt from Michael's presentation.
Marketing accountability is about two things. It's about inspired marketing and actionable measures. And inspired marketing leads to marketing that drives the kinds of business outcomes that you're looking to drive over time. Okay, and it leads to marketing that drives better returns. Your priority might be short-term sales response this year. Your priority might be about customer equity or brand equity next year, or some balance. But inspired marketing is marketing that drives the kinds of outcomes, business outcomes, that you prioritize. And then actionable metrics help you understand why things work, why things fail, and what you can learn on a go-forward basis to figure out a way to improve it.
Hopefully that gives you a good sampling of the great content from the Brand Manage Camp Conference. I'm still processing all that I learned, so you'll probably see the themes of innovation, substance, and results in future posts. But for now, comments are open for feedback and questions. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.